In Houston, the former treasurer of Enron pleaded guilty yesterday to fraud and conspiracy and went to prison for 5 years. 37-year-old Ben Glisson was instrumental in helping to set up the off-the-book partnerships that eventually sank the giant energy trading company. NPR's Wade Goodwin reports federal prosecutors seem to have a specific audience in mind as they spoke during their news conference.
With Enron's company treasurer now a notch in their gun belt, Justice Department prosecutors yesterday edged closer to the company's chief executives. The government alleges that Ben Glisson, along with Enron's former chief financial officer Andrew Fastow, were at the center of a conspiracy to defraud investors and stockholders. Yesterday, in front of the federal courthouse in the heart of downtown Houston, lead Enron prosecutor Leslie Caldwell indicated the government believes the two were not alone.
I think that the fact that other Enron executives who are watching and reading what you all are putting out will see that somebody is now actually physically sitting in prison as a result of what they did at Enron. And Ben Glisson was somebody who I think was fairly highly regarded within Enron. He was viewed as one of the whiz kids of Enron. And the fact that he has now admitted that he created a fraudulent way for Enron to hide things off of its books, I think will send a somewhat chilling message to other people.
For 2 years, prosecutors have slowly and methodically built the Enron cases. Yesterday's event served as a reminder that things are far from over. In February, there were reports that Glisson was cooperating with prosecutors, but those discussions did not pan out. Instead, Glisson pleaded guilty yesterday to money laundering, wire fraud, and conspiracy, and was taken immediately to federal prison to begin his sentence. That, too, was a message to Enron executives: don't cooperate and go directly to jail. Federal prosecutor Andrew Wiseman said the company's former treasurer deserved it.
He was integral to a variety of things going on at Enron. Most importantly for today's purposes, the development of the Raptors 1, 2, 3, and 4, that he, it is fair to say, was one of the masterminds of developing that as an improper and illegal off-balance sheet entity.
Ben Glisson and Andy Fastow are alleged to have profited significantly from these off-balance sheet partnerships, reaping millions of dollars for themselves. As part of the agreement, Glisson's share of the profits will be returned to the government and eventually distributed back to the company's many victims. Glisson's decision to cop a plea is not good news for Fastow. Chris Bebel, who prosecuted white-collar crimes for the Securities and Exchange Commission, explains.
Glisson has pled guilty to a conspiracy charge. And so in a sense, by entering this guilty plea, he's not only saying, yes, I did it, I was committing crimes, he's saying much more than that. He's saying my co-defendants were also committing crimes.
But Bebel says yesterday was not a total loss for Fastow, that he dodged a bullet when Glisson decided not to cooperate with the Justice Department.
Fastow would have been in a more precarious situation if his former colleague had agreed with the government to provide the testimony the government is seeking to attain. That didn't occur. So Fastow is still hanging on.
Andrew Fastow is scheduled to go to trial early next year. Still in the government sights, Jeff Skilling and Ken Lay, who served as Enron's president and CEO, respectively. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.